Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yeah. We are back.
We back. Blog Talk tried to set us down, but we can't be shut down. Trying to shut us down.
Yeah, they did.
Give it too much light.
Too much light.
L-I-T-E, light.
So, fam, my name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Say a little something to the fam.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Cristobal. Tu es très joli aujourd'hui. My name is Chris Enlightened. I say, how's everybody doing? You're looking very beautiful today.
I was going to say, that sounded a little sexy.
It was. I'm trying to make it look
sexy. And we are Twin Flame Radio. And we want to first off apologize for last week. I don't know what was going on with Blog Talk last week, but it just, we had no sound for some reason.
And we was going in.
We were going in. We was going in deep.
We were going in deeper than a page of a book.
We was going in. I ain't even going to say that part.
Yeah.
I forgot we're live. But yes, so last week we were going to do a show. We partly did a show on constructing an altar. And we ended up changing it up a little bit. We were going to do it again, but our spiritual master did a show on altars. And so it was like, we'll wait. We'll hold it off a little while.
It's kind of hard to go back after Dr. Mitchell Gibson.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he said, I ain't going to try to say it too.
Right.
Let folks forget a little something. I come back on that tail end. My favorite end. My favorite end.
Issues. So tonight we will be going in on another issue that deserves just as much as attention. So we're going to be going in on bullying. Was that you or me?
I think it was you.
That was me? No, my phone's on mute. That was you.
Oh, that's my Bitcoin mine going off.
Oh.
I'm making money right now. Just letting me know, hey, you just made another 1,000 Santoshis.
Oh, okay, good.
Let me turn my volume.
Because usually you get on me about my volume being on.
But I'm making money.
Okay, I'm just saying, because usually you get on me about my volume.
Let me retort. I'm making money.
And I'm happy you're making money because that means we're making money.
Winning!
And that means we're winning.
Uh-huh.
But you usually get on me.
So we're going to have a show tonight about bullying. And how my wife always bullies me.
I do not bully you.
You don't, because I'm unbullyable.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
The bully of the house.
You are. We call you the bully of the house. We call Chris and Lighten the spiritual bully.
You better learn that miracle prayer. I force people to do better.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You make them feel bad, too.
Hey, man, that's the only way for people to learn sometimes.
Bully.
They need to. I like people to spiritually postulate on the ground. Lay down and just feel themselves like, I need to do better. Yeah.
That's a bully.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way to, I don't mind being bullied and getting enlightened. You know, like my first, well, not my first teacher, but my best friend Ali, he's always like, hey, man, what you doing, man? What you doing? What's going on? What you got going? I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing. You better get something going, bro. I was like, he make you do stuff.
The original spiritual.
The original spiritual. You better write you a book, man. Your vernacular on point. You need to write you a book. Next thing you know, I'm a best-selling author. Mm-hmm. See, so I accept bullying on that level.
Yeah, I guess there's different levels.
Many facets
well,
of bullying.
I don't even really consider that bullying.
It wasn't bullying.
Nah, that's
just
not bullying. It's just a little way that we tease.
Yeah,
spiritually
we spiritually tease. It wasn't bullying. It's just, you know, sometimes you see something in someone spiritually that they don't see in themselves.
Yeah, and some people have a gift of drawing that thing out of people.
Exactly. That's what
And you both qualify for that, I agree.
I accept.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to get in on bullying. But before we do, you got anything you want to talk about? Like, what did we do this past?
Well, this weekend we did a lot of cleaning, a lot of straightening up. I went to my friend's Tiffany, some cancer benefit. That was amazing. We had a great time. She's a friend I haven't seen since grade school.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying, man, you still look the same. I'm like, because I'm a god. That's why I look so good. what they call it? Fat sexy? Oh, fat sexy up
fat
in here, boy.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Not fat and sexy. Fat sexy.
Yeah, you make your fat look good. Like, hey, confident.
He wearing that fat.
Oh. Shoot. Let him tell you.
What else did we do?
And Sunday we just
chilled. It was so cold this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We're up here in Cincinnati, Ohio for the fam that's not here with us. And it's cold.
Yes, the hawk is out. Yeah.
Some people don't know what the hawk means.
I was at work and had some, you know, slightly ventilated people didn't know what the hawk was. And I had to break it down to them.
Yeah. It might be an old people term.
It may just be a hood thing.
It could be a hood thing.
Yeah,
it could be an old people thing.
Could
you know?
Be. Whatever.
You old and hood, so.
Hey, I is what I is.
Yeah, so we really didn't do a whole lot this weekend.
We didn't do a lot this weekend. It was cold.
It was a chill, stay at home, watch Netflix type
of thing. That's what we did.
Yeah. I don't do the code.
No.
I don't do the code. But let's go in on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been wanting to do a show on bullying for some time because we know little kids who have been bullied. We know friends whose kids have been bullied. We know a couple. We've been bullied. You know, a couple family members who went through some bullying, and you know, so it's always one of those topics that we wanted to bring on the Twin Flame Radio, and you know, today just seemed like the right time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to bring this up, but I feel the need that maybe we should touch on it. It's been brought to my attention that there was an incident. First off, family, we don't do current events. We don't do news. We don't know what's going on in the world. But it's been brought to our attention that there was an event where a little boy who was bullied, and it may have been some kind of race issue behind it, or it was a scam or whatnot. I really don't care about that. I'm not going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're strictly just going to be talking about bullying. There's many different forms of bullying.
Yeah.
Many people think that when you talk about bullying, that you're only talking about kids.
Yeah.
And adults can be bullied.
Yeah.
I bully people at work.
I bully people all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I bully you. You gonna say hi? I said hi. It's more like it.
Yeah, but you know, bullying is something that I think that it doesn't have an age. There's no limit. There's no restrictions or anything that go with bullying. Bullying is something that can happen. You know, senior people get bullied a lot.
They do.
Senior citizens are bullied.
I think bullying is a form of consciousness.
Mm.
Because I've grown up with some bullies
yeah.
that I love. I mean, we're cool. They know better to try to bully me. But I know the back end story on why they were bullying, and we'll get into that later as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people only see it from the bullied person's eyes.
Right.
But they don't see
what's going on with the buller.
Right.
Is that a term? Buller?
I don't know.
He's the buller.
He's the bully.
He's the bully who bullies.
Yeah, he's the bully. The bully is the person doing the bullying. And the person being bullied is the bullied. Do you believe me?
Only on Twin Flame Radio can we laugh about
break
bullying.
Down bullying.
Mm-hmm. So let's go in. You want to start us out?
I mean, I want people to realize, why do people bully?
Yeah, like, what is the reason behind bullying?
You know, me personally, I've had firsthand experience on seeing a person being mistreated at home, whether it's being sexually abused, verbally abused, physically abused, and they take all that anger and pain that's being built up in them that they can't unleash on the person beating them at home or mistreating them at home
mm-hmm.
on younger people. And it gives them a sense of empowerment.
Well, and it makes sense because if you're being, let's say, you know, you're being bullied at home, you're being bullied by a father figure, someone who's
mm-hmm.
bigger, stronger, scarier, more threatening than you, then it's only natural that, well, I'm not going to say natural, but I can understand why someone would turn around and pick on someone who's smaller than them and less defensive. You know, they're doing what they're seeing in their home.
That's it. And a kid will mimic more what they see versus what you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll definitely mimic what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see someone bullying another child, I know they're not getting a certain level of love at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because when love is prevalent in your life, bullying can't exist in an environment where there's a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of love in my home. And I've been one to take up for people being bullied.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean? I'll get
mm-hmm.
into those stories later as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the bully, the person doing the bullying is hurting.
Mm-hmm.
They're hurting. They're hurting maybe a little more than the person they're bullying.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this facade of not being, like, hurt or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
you're just looking at the repercussions.
They
of
seem
action.
Like they have this confidence
yeah.
about them where they put on this facade that they have this
right.
big image or this big reputation
right.
or whatnot. But like you said, you don't know what's going on in your home.
And I realized when I was younger that bullies have a switch.
Mm-hmm.
At home, the switch gets cut on when their parents start screaming and hollering at them and treating them bad. So even if you can't beat a bully, if you flip that switch, screaming, acting like you're about to do something, something innate in their subconscious is going to shut that bullying bug off, and they're going to leave you alone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's what I've learned, you know?
I think also a reason why people bully is there's a lack of parenting going on in the home.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're not being, let's say, bullied by a parent or an older sibling or relative or whatever, it could be just a simple sign of neglect.
Oh, yeah.
They may see that someone else is getting attention, or they may have nice things, or people like them, or they just may be, you know, whatever. But I think that it also comes from, like you said, a lack of love in the home. But, you know, we often think that bullies bully because they're being bullied, but I think it's also a form of neglect.
You know, bullies have a way of creating what I call a synthetic reality, where they create an environment in which they have all the power,
mm-hmm.
when in fact they don't have any.
They don't have any power.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, I realize that bullying isn't a natural thing. It's learned behavior.
It is learned behavior.
So it's not natural for people to bully other people.
No, I mean, you don't see, I don't know, our daughter, she was a natural bully.
Well, she's my daughter.
I was going to say, you don't see babies going around just like smacking other babies and snatching toys out of their hands.
That was rather violent.
But that one was...
I made a mistake in showing Devin how to defend herself without explaining
when to do it.
Yeah.
So she puts someone in a chokehold at preschool and think it's cool.
Yeah.
And the preschool kid never fathomed being choked out before. So I had to break it down. That's only at home. That's only at home that we do the violent game, baby.
With your daddy.
With your daddy only.
Yeah, I agree. You just that's just something that you don't see. So it's not a natural thing. It's something that is being taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that they're seeing. It could even be something that they see on TV.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, it could be, you know, social media. It could be video games. Mm-hmm. It could be movies, you know. I think, again, the neglect. The parents aren't doing their jobs, stepping in and monitoring what their kids are doing or seeing or, you know, or even just questioning what's going on in your day-to-day lives.
You know me as being an enlightened spiritual person, I see bullying, there's balance in being bullied and bullying. What if the person being bullied was once a bully in another life and their karma's coming back to them now?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if they've been bullied for multiple lives and they come back to say, you know what, I'm done with being bullied. I'm going to go back and be bullied again so I can overcome this, so I can be the God that I need to be.
That's a very deep way of looking at it.
Yeah, it's a very astute way of looking at
mm-hmm.
it. And I remember when I was bullied. I was bullied as a child.
Share some of your bullied stories.
I got more bully stories than the average human. Because, you know, when you grow up in a hood, every 20, 30, 50 feet, you got another bully just waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a fat kid with no older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bullied by people I didn't even know. You know, the first time I got robbed by three dudes, I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Smacked around, bullied, didn't even know their name, never seen these guys before.
Mm-hmm.
But they see the fat kid with a nice leather hat and they wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was bullied. They took my hat and I never told my mom. I told my mom I lost it because my mama wasn't raising no punks.
Well, she knows now.
Well, you know, I'm grown now, so she probably would have gotten to put me in the car when I'm riding. There they go, fight them. No, the first time I was bullied, I was 9 years old. I got jumped by three dudes.
Is that when you had the Daffy Duck?
That's when I had the Daffy Duck windbreaker jacket. I came in the house crying. My mama said, "What you crying for?" They got that job, baby. She put me outside and locked the door, went in the window, watched me handle my business. I didn't do too well. And that's when I started taking Taekwondo. She's like, "You didn't do too good. You got to learn how to fight." I thought I was doing good swinging my coat. I was tagging them, too, with that. Because back in the day, they had them big zippers.
Mm-hmm.
Metal wasn't an issue. It was plenty of metal. My zipper was as big as
so
a thumb.
So instead of throwing punches, you was throwing your jacket.
I didn't know how to throw punches back then. You know, I was just 9 years old.
Yeah.
And I was a happy kid.
Because
I had a lot of love in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I got a lot of bullying stories. You know, I grew up with my cousin Donovan, and he was slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people would pick on him, and I would stand up for him, and they lashed out on me even more because I had sense.
Mm.
They didn't feel right beating up Donovan, so I was the person they would beat on.
Mm.
And then it comes to a point where I said, you know what, I woke up one day at 13, was like, I'm not getting bullied no more.
Mm.
And I remember we used to go to the Friars Club. That was what we did in the summertime. It was this one dude, he was slow, but he was like 5 years older than everybody. He was like 16 and we was like 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be playing a video game. He'd just take our quarters,
shake
us down for change.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 weeks of that, I was like, I get all the kids together. I was like, we're going to get him. We're going to drown James. And I'm not proud of this, but this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time we were swimming, sharks and a minnow, we all attacked him. People was pushing him down. I was the ringleader. I had his ankles around my chest and arms and holding him down. And I remember him looking at me like, and he looked so scared. And I felt so happy. I was like, yeah, you about to die. And
that's awful.
I know, right? And then when I seen these bubbles come out of his mouth, he was like, he was about to go. I had to let him go. He got out the water and looked at me. And I didn't see James again for another 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that was my first, that's when I realized I had power.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, when a bully is bullying you, for me, when a bully was bullying me, I had to strike the bully back.
Mm-hmm.
But not everyone has that type of power within them, though.
No.
You brought that up to me earlier. But what if they can't fight?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Yeah.
They need to be a good dodger and a good runner. You know, that's the only thing I can think of, because talent doesn't, if no one cares about you, they don't care what happens to you.
Well, we've seen a lot of times where the bully's parent is contacted, and they either don't show up,
mm-hmm.
they don't show up to the school, or they show up and they're like, yeah, I made them do it. I told them to do it, you know, or, you know, it's, or they come to the school or to the other parents in their own bully way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've seen it, you know, on TV shows. I remember this one episode of My Wife and Kids,
mm-hmm.
and Damon Wayans' son was being bullied by this bigger kid. And so they were like, you know, they were upset. They were like, we're going to call his parents over. We're going to talk to his daddy. And da, da, da. And they invited the daddy over. And the daddy ended up bullying Damon Wayans.
That was a huge dude, right? The right. older dude? Yeah.
And the kids ended up, you know, making up and being friends or whatnot. And that's, you know, TV land. But in real life, you know, there are situations where the parents either don't care or they encourage the bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when you try to get the other parent involved or the parents involved and they just don't care?
I'm going to be honest with you. What I would do, I don't suggest everyone doing, but what I used to do is hurt the bully. I know it sounds weird. I remember...
Yeah. You mean you as a kid?
Me as a kid, not now. Now I just turn the other cheek. I just turn the other cheek now. I say, dude, you don't want none of this. I've never been, I don't think anyone in their right mind would even dare try to bully me now. Because they feel the, they feel it. They feel the joy. But as a child, I was bullied a lot, man. And I was scared a lot. Mm. And that's the reason I am like I am. I think bullying is a form of a rite of passage because it teaches you to stand up for yourself. And unfortunately, children today are soft.
This is true.
Children today are soft.
Children today are soft. I think that we as parents have gone through so many hurdles that we protect our children, but we may overprotect them.
We coddle our children.
We coddle them a lot.
A lot.
I remember a story when I was being bullied by this girl. Her name was Big Nose Kim, and she had this huge nose, and she hated me because her nose was huge and mine was cute like a button. But anyway.
You still harboring those kids. Get over it, Divine.
No, but seriously, we were friends, and I knew that she was, you know, kind of a rough chick or whatnot, and I wasn't rough, but I wasn't soft either. You know, I may
you
have had the I had the appearance of being soft, but I wasn't soft. Yeah. I was a troublemaker when I was little.
It used to be.
Yes, it used to be.
Go ahead.
So we were cool, and one day invited her over my house after school so we could kick it or whatnot. And she came in my house and was just like, whoa, you got this, you got that, you got this.
I was like that, too, first time I came over your house.
What?
Like, man, you got it going on, girl. But go ahead.
And so I'm thinking, you know, I'm oblivious. I'm thinking everything's still cool. I'm like, oh, she's just admiring my things. I think she even asked me if she could borrow something. I was like, girl, nah. And my mom, I'll never forget, after she left, my mom looked at me and she said, why'd you bring that girl over here? And I was like, she's my friend, you know, la da dee dee da. And she was like, she don't like you. She is not your friend. And I was like, no, we cool, we cool. And she was like, that girl does not like you. She was like, you're going to end up having problems with her. I see it in her eyes. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. Very next day at school, this girl coming at me. She want to fight. And I'm like, where did this come from? And we all had, like, nicknames where we capped on each other. And I came up with the name for her, Big Nose Kim. And she got mad. It was funny before, but now all of a sudden this name bothered her. And so she was like, you know, you talking about me, da, da, da. I'm going to kick your butt. And this was the first girl that I was scared of. I was just like, dang, she going to kick my butt. I had some fights and everything, but this was one girl I was scared of because she was tough. And she bullied me, and I let her bully me for maybe a couple weeks. And it just, one day I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I remember I went and I told a teacher, and I told a math teacher. And the math teacher, she was like, the teacher you don't want to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember I told the teacher, and the teacher swatted her. And she looked at me, and she was like, I'm still going to bully you. Mm-hmm. I was just like, dang. And after she got her swat, she came in the room, and she spit in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it for me. I went crazy. And mm-hmm. next thing you know, I was on top of her, throwing her on top of the art table, just climbing on top of her, wailing on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt good because it was like, you know what? Now I know that, you know, as tough as this girl appeared to be, you know, I didn't have anything to be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if I would have lost, you know, I still would have been proud of, you know, standing up to her, because after that, I never had a problem with her again.
Mm-hmm.
Then she wanted to be my friend again. And I was like, girl, nah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but there are some people who can't fight for themselves. They mm-hmm. have been coddled. They may have disabilities.
Yeah.
They may, you know, it's really sad. I remember we were watching something, and it was a blind kid that was being picked on.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's picking on a blind kid?
You see what happened? Those brothers came over and beat the heck out of him.
Yeah, they did.
What's wrong with you picking on this blind dude? Wop, wop. What's wrong with you? Wop, wop. He was like, yeah, wop, wop. I was
mm-hmm.
like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we need.
That right? is what
because
we need.
Because that's who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this one kid. He was a white kid, and we lived in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
He was about 2 years younger than me, and like these five black kids were just going in on him, making him cry.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't take it no more. I was like the same age as the five black dudes, but
mm-hmm.
they were soft, and I could smell. They looked like they was tough, but the fact that they was picking on that one little kid, I knew
mm-hmm.
they were soft. So they're like, yeah, when you get off the next stop, we gonna get up. I said, y'all ain't gonna do S. S stands for what you think it stands
yeah.
for. I said, because I'm getting off with him. Y'all can get off, but whatever y'all going to do to him, y'all got to do it to me first. And they're like, this ain't got nothing to do with you. I said, it got everything to do with me. And they was looking. When I got off the bus with that little white boy, they didn't get off the bus. And I would see those soft dudes every now and then. They wouldn't speak, but I'll give them that strong eye contact. Like, what? And I just can't stand a bully, man. The reason why I can't stand a bully, because I remember how it felt being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that feeling of hopelessness. I couldn't tell anyone because I don't want people to look at me like, oh, are you soft? You can
mm-hmm.
get bullied? Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, when you're being bullied, you really are
vulnerable.
You're
man.
Vulnerable. You're a victim.
Yeah.
You not only are having to take physical abuse, but you're dealing with mental issues as well. You know, there's some people who just really can't handle it. And there's been some articles that people have told me about where children were being bullied and they ended up committing suicide.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, is it getting that out of control? It must be getting that out of control. And I understand kids are soft and everything, but so what?
Yeah.
Why can't kids be soft?
Yeah, it's okay to be
Why do they have to be hard? Why do
yeah.
they have to fight? Why do they have to, you know, pound on their chest? They're kids. They shouldn't have to do that. They should be out there having fun.
People glorify being tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a soft person by nature.
True.
It's just my environment molded me like this.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It made me love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I had to.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having to take my coat off, no matter how cold it was, take my coat off and cover up my clarinet. Because
mm-hmm.
I was looked at being a punk for being in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my father at home, so I didn't care about sports. We was watching Wheel of Fortune, Murder, She Wrote, Jeopardy in the house.
The good stuff.
I was a mathlete. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't into sports like that. So
mm-hmm.
when people see with my clarinet, it was an instant target.
Mm-hmm.
And after like the 50th time people talking about me, I started to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Bullying runs deep. Just thinking about all the bullying that I have forgot, like, man, I forgot I used to cover up my clarinet. Brings back those emotions, man.
You want to lay on the couch and I give you a therapy session?
Yes. The end of the show early? I accept.
You took that entirely the wrong way.
I took it the right way.
Stop.
My fault, we lied.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we do at Twin Flame. But how do you approach your kids about being bullied? What should you tell them? Remember what we told Devin?
Yeah. I remember there was one occasion where there was a little boy. I think she was probably like in a third grade. Yeah, mm-hmm. Little boy that liked her, and he would hit her. Mm-hmm. And she didn't understand. She was like, well, you know, he hit me. And I was like, hit him back.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, but I don't want to get in trouble. I said, hit him back.
Mm-hmm.
And she, because she knew how to hit,
oh,
she just didn't want to because she didn't want to hurt anybody. But she ended up hurting a little boy.
She did. Had him crying.
Had him crying and everything. Knocked the wind up out of him. And we had to go to the school. And I remember the teacher said, I asked her, why did she do it? And she said, because my mommy and daddy told me to.
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, why would you do that? And I said, because this little boy has been bothering her for days now.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's been bothering her, mm-hmm. and you didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it happens again, the same thing will happen.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen anymore.
It didn't happen anymore.
She didn't get bullied again at that school.
So that brings me to the next topic. What role should the schools play? Because a lot of the bullying that happens in school.
You know, unfortunately, words aren't really taken into consideration like they should.
Mm-hmm.
Because a word was festering your subconsciousness a lot longer than pain would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was always called fat kid to the point where fat don't even bother me no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because now you fat sexy.
Fat sexy. Fat sexy. Fat sexy. Oh, I saw right there. But I think the bullying should be, you should get suspended for bullying.
You know what? I can't remember if this was when we were in school or if this was when Devin was in school or whatnot, but I remember it got to the point where it was like, I don't care who threw the first hit. I don't care who was at fault. If you fight, then both people get suspended.
Yeah. Whether you was getting hit first or
yeah,
matter.
No matter if you was being bullied, you was getting hit, attacked, whatever. If you fight back, you getting suspended too.
Yeah.
And I used to think that was so dumb.
Yeah.
So you're going to punish the victim as well as, you know, what is the bully learning?
Right. I got attacked at school one day, and I got hit like 50 times. I hit once and did a lot of damage, and I got 40 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not fair, but that's a tough subject. That's why I say teach your kids to defend themselves.
And you know what? I think that it's easy for schools, teachers, administration to pass the buck because they don't want to deal with the crazy student or the mean
mm-hmm.
student. They don't want to deal with their parents. They don't want to deal with, you know, because I've seen situations where, you
teachers
know.
Teachers get bullied.
The teachers got bullied.
They wanted
a teacher. They just came up here and mugged them,
yeah.
You know. And it was like, dang. Now what?
What you going to do, Miss Clausen?
But I do feel like that they're not taking as much as a stand as they should.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you get in trouble for bullying, you need to get kicked out of school.
Yeah.
I mean, not the first try or whatever, but if you are repeatedly known, if you're known for being a bully, you know that, you know, this kid has picked on other kids, giving them a hard time or something
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, you can suspend them all you want. They're going to come back and they're going to still do the same thing. And they'll probably do it even more because if they get suspended as much, they're going to fail. They're probably dumb
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be mad because they're dumb
mm-hmm.
and they're a giant in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like, we've seen them. Beard in the third grade.
Right.
You a teacher? Nah, I'm just here.
No.
But we, you know, they got student council, they got swim club. They need a bullying club.
They do need a bullying club.
Where you can go to an older classman and say, you know, so-and-so's bullying me.
Mm-hmm.
Handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they don't physically hurt the person, but they let them know, like, if you keep bullying them, we're going to bully you.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know how it feels. Because sometimes a bully has to be, they have to feel what they're giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In order for them to understand. I've seen it so many times. But when you can say you can suspend somebody, they're going to just be mad when they come back and unleash the wrath on you.
So someone sent me a message and said, why not fine the parents?
What they going to do? The bully ain't going to eat. He going to be really mad. I mean, I understand. See, that works on a home that cares. Like,
right.
You know, I got to pay $50. I'm going to whoop your butt. You better not bully.
Mm-hmm.
But if your mama don't care, she can go pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was growing up in the 80s, a lot of my friends' parents got on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do when your parents don't come home no more?
Yeah.
And your mama's the only family member you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You become a drug dealer. You become a bully. You're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. What if your mom's getting abused and the mama boyfriend beat the mama down and come in the room and beat you down? You know what I mean? I've seen it.
Well, what about if we could put, you know, troubled students or bullies into some sort of program where they are, well, I like the one you said where they're around older people who not really bully them, but
let them know.
But what about if they were in a program where they had to be, let's say, around like
There's two things that work, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Scare Street and the Joe Clark method. You know Joe Clark?
Yeah, I remember.
He came in. They called me Mr. Clark. Now they call me Batman.
I do like the Scare Street. For people who don't know about the Scare Street, that set kids straight.
I didn't go to jail from watching it.
Man.
They brought that in class. I was like, ooh, I'm not going to jail.
I am never going to jail.
Man, heck no.
Put your hand in my pocket.
Yeah.
That was one of the craziest ones I've ever seen.
Scare straight.
Mm.
Unfortunately, pain and fear are great learning tools.
Mm-hmm.
Great learning tools.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first started taking Taekwondo, we used to get beat in class.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned how to throw a perfect punch. Because if you didn't throw it, you was getting hit with that stick. And you remember, like, oh, I was at home practicing. You know what I mean?
But, you know, bullying has changed a lot since from when we were kids. Because now you have cyberbullying.
Mm.
Social media has played a really big role in what's going on in bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have it where kids are being humiliated and it's somewhere where it's going to always be,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always going to be this record of you, you know, being bullied or being taunted,
beat up,
you know, you see these videos where kids are getting jumped or beat up and they post it online and people are cracking up, laughing about it, thinking it's funny and liking it and sharing it. This is somebody's kid.
You know, one of the worst bullies, well, not bullies, but the worst bullying I had ever seen was on a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget my brother's name. His name was Josh. He was a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we had gone to school from like kindergarten on up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was garbage, but Rodney Clarity, I'll never forget the guy. He was the running back. Everybody
gave his whole
I don't
name.
Care because if I see him there, I tell him to his face. I tell him to his face. I didn't like what you did, bro.
Go ahead.
But at the time, you know, I was a late bloomer physically because I had a late birthday, early birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like 13. He like 15 in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Joshua Clonell, he took Joshua's hat off. And Josh was like, give me my hat. And he threw the hat down, and when Joshua went to get it, he kicked it right in his mouth.
Ooh.
And Joshua just started screaming. He looked at me, and I just looked like, man, I ain't trying to get kicked.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just look bad. And I remember everybody started laughing. I went over and got Josh's hat,
And I was like, it'll be all right, bro. It'll be all right. But that was just his first experience at being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a white guy going to a pretty much all predominantly black school.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a culture shock for him.
Yeah.
But I wanted to stick behind and let him know, like, we all ain't like that, bro.
Right.
There wasn't nothing I can do because, you know, he was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I remember that. That stuck with me to this day, and that's why I'm a protector. You know, I see kids now fighting. I break it up, talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
What do we do about the whole cyberbullying thing, though?
As far as the cyberbullying, there's really not much you can do. I mean, let's face it, there's not much we can do. I mean, everyone has a cell phone with a camera on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't make people understand this is hurting that person, and you're getting joy out of it. People
mm-hmm.
think it's cute, like, oh, look at that, he's humiliated. You know what I'm saying? Humiliated
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stop that.
What kind of society have we become when we find things of that nature as a form of entertainment?
Whenever you find joy in someone else's suffering, that lets you know where the earth is vibrating at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why we haven't evolved yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been other planets in our solar system back in the day that the whole earth was in one cohesive bundle of love, and they've evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we haven't done that yet, because we've been fooled into believing that there's pleasure and joy. It's kind of like cocaine. I've never tried it, but from what I've heard, it makes you feel good, but it's killing you.
It's kind of an oxymoron, but there is pleasure in suffering.
You know, as humans, we have an attraction to dark things.
Mm-hmm.
Like little girls like bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a woman see a guy that's bad, they see their freedom. They're able to do things that they could just wish they could do.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings them a sense of empowerment and power. And even if you can't fight and you see someone else fighting someone, you vicariously feel that power from seeing them suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with the pack mentality. You know, when I was growing up, one person would start jumping some dude and it'd be like four people on one guy. Without even thinking, it was like, well, the pineals just synced up. Let's jump this one guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never jumped anybody because I've been jumped a lot. It just wasn't my thing, and people respected me for that. That just wasn't my thing. I'll fight you one-on-one, but I ain't going to jump you.
Because
mm-hmm. it ain't cool getting jumped. It's violating. When you have people on hitting you and don't give a D about you, that messes with you.
Mm-hmm.
You realize, wow, this world isn't so nice. You know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is a joke. Where are the puppets at?
You know, I'll never forget. I remember this case. It was some years back where this little girl was being bullied by another little girl. And they took it to social media. And the little girl who was the bully, her mother got involved.
I remember that.
And the mother talked the little girl to killing herself.
Oh, not that one. Not that one.
Okay, yeah. She told the little girl, and I think it was over a boy, too. It was like over a boy, like in the girl who wasn't the bully or something like that. I can't remember. I may be wrong. But the mother got involved and told the girl, no one likes you. No one's ever going to like you. You're a loser. You should just kill yourself. And this little girl already had some depression issues that a lot of people weren't even aware of. And that's the thing with depression is that you may not even know that someone's going through
mm-hmm.
depression.
There's no visible scars.
There's no visible signs that someone is going through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know what, just like we don't know what the bully's home life is like, we don't know what the bully person's home life is like
mm-hmm.
either. We don't know what's going on in their world.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bully someone, you just made all that could be is just you pushing them over the edge, a little tap over the edge, just giving them a reason not to want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's sad. But yeah, this the girl's mother got involved, and the parents ended up finding, they went into her social media account and they saw what happened because they didn't know why their daughter killed themselves. She was just, you know, she was cool that day. And then all of a sudden she went upstairs, they was calling her for dinner and she had hung herself. And they ended up going into her social media account like some weeks later or whatnot and found out that this bullying was coming from this other girl. And the mother created a fake profile of a little boy saying that she liked her. And this went on for like months. She was acting like, you know, they were a couple and whatnot. And then all of a sudden she was like, you know, as the little boy, I don't like you no more. You should just kill yourself. Mm-hmm. And the little girl was devastated that this boy didn't like her anymore. And it come to find out that it was the girl who was bullying her mother who was behind it. So they ended up tracing the IP address and finding out, and it was all exposed. And the mother ended up going to jail for playing a role in the death. And so I think that I say all that to say that when it goes to the internet, when it goes into an area where there's going to always be a scar, it's going to always be a permanent record on someone's life or whatever, that I think it should. I think that maybe the law needs to be involved.
I thought you were talking about the one at Withrow when a daughter was getting bullied and the mama came up there and the girl started jumping the mama and the mama mopped the floor with her.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
the
mama
that.
Ended up going to jail. She was like, I was defending myself. They bullied my daughter. They started attacking me. I had to defend myself. Mm-hmm. She had to go to jail. I'm like, I remember the one time I was with the jail. When them boys was messing with my baby, I went up to school and it was hot. I took my coat off and they act like I was ready to bang. And I'm laughing like, man, I ain't trying to fight these children. Yeah, these kids is bigger than me, but I ain't trying to fight these kids. Police come, you know. Police call. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of those daddies, though. I remember my daughter was in first grade. And she came home with hands on her neck. I'm like, what? What happened? And that was the year I was banned from ever going to the bus stop again. Because I got on the bus, got a little boy's face, like, hey, bro, don't put your hands on my daughter no more.
Mr. Hoffman, get off the...
Don't put your hands on my daughter's neck no more. Get your daddy. You know what I mean? But that's just, I think that if people know your parent is crazy, they'll be less likely to mess with you.
Yeah.
They'll be less likely. I don't have this daddy coming up there talking to me no more.
I mean, but then again, we have to, you know, go back to social media, because if you go out there acting crazy, people go and pull out their phones and they're recording you. Next thing you know, you're on Channel 9 News, this crazy daddy going crazy, and that messes up your income, that messes up your future income, that messes up your family status. You know, you just, what do you do?
I wasn't Chris Enlightened then.
I mean, but what do you do? It's like you can't do anything these days because you always have a phone pointed in your face.
You have to move in silence. You know what I'm saying? You gotta move in silence. It's a touchy subject. Because
it's very touchy.
You don't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You know, and then, you know, to backtrack, when you have these kids who have disabilities, who don't have anyone, let's say, you know, for example, with your cousin that was, you know, slow. What if he didn't have you? You know, can you imagine how hard his life would have been?
Well, yeah, but he was in Taekwondo class with me, too. So he was dangerous because he had stress of 8 men.
But he didn't like to fight, though.
He was a soft guy. He didn't like, he would take hits. You know, I got kicked out of Boys Club, the Lincoln Center, and the Friars Club for defending my cousin. Mm-hmm. And I'm like 9, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always felt like I was 9 feet, even when I was 9. Like, you know what I mean? That was just who I was.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, maybe I feel like the adults need to be held to some kind of accountability. And I feel like it should be.
You know what would work?
What?
If your child bullies someone, the parents get lashes. I'm just being real. I'm just being, if our daughter was going to school and my butt was in jeopardy of being lashed,
yeah,
she wouldn't be bullying nobody.
because if I get lashed, you better believe you're going to get
me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm with my kid like that. I did once. You know what I'm saying? You bring a D home, you're getting some.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I was raised.
But yeah, I do. I think that the parents or the guardians need to be held accountable. I don't know about lashing. I don't know how I want to comment on that. Lashing is like, I guess it depends on the severity of the bullying, because some of the bullying is pretty bad. You know, I've seen, you know, like the story you told about the little boy getting kicked in the mouth. That's awful. As soon as you said that, it was like my inside just hurt. Like, oh.
Yeah, it was really awful.
You know, I've seen some really bad things happen to people. And it was just, you know, and it was times where I had to be like, what is wrong with y'all? Leave this girl alone or leave this dude alone. You know, it's just, that's
not
funny.
I've seen one guy get his eye shot out with a BB gun from bullying.
Awful.
Yeah, shot right in the eye with a BB gun. And to this day, he wears a patch.
And they should have went to jail.
They should have went to jail. He's bullying everybody, but he wasn't going to bully me. Because I was past the age of 13. I wasn't getting bullied no more.
See, that's just too much.
It is too much.
That's too much.
I see them do some horrible stuff to people. I had my bike stolen by a dope boy. It was like, what am I going to do? Get shot?
You know, it's just, it's sad. You know,
it is sad.
Shame on those parents that don't do anything or find the humor in what their kids are doing to other people. I just think that's sad. I think that's very sad.
I mean, it's not that a lot of these parents aren't sane.
They're not.
A lot of these parents are drugs and crazy.
They're, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're crazy.
We gotta be crazy.
And the kids are just a reflection of what's in their environment.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and I understand that there's balance in everything, and some things have to happen for a reason. And because of that, I try to stay impartial to a lot of things. But because I'm a mother,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I had my daughter go through her spells of bullying and everything, it's a really touchy subject for me. Mm. I remember one event where a little boy made some racial slurs at our daughter, and he was actually, the little boy was bullying on her friend,
mm-hmm.
and her friend was really soft. He didn't fight or do anything like that. And our daughter stood up for him, and the little boy said some racial slurs to her, and she dotted him in the eye. And they both ended up getting suspended. And I remember I wanted to speak with his mother because I wanted to know what kind of home training does a kid like that have, for one, for bullying on another little kid who is obviously very soft, doesn't fight, very well-mannered, kind, and then to take it a step further and mess with a little girl.
He wasn't expecting to get dotted either, though.
He wasn't.
I was so proud of my daughter.
I was proud.
Because she hit. Had him crying.
But I spoke to the mother, and when I spoke to the mother, she was drunk on the phone. Mm-hmm. She couldn't even hold a conversation with me. I had to end the call because we weren't getting anywhere. She couldn't even form a thought in order to form a sentence to make sense that, you know, I could carry it on a conversation with her.
Yeah.
It was sad, and you know, and then I felt sad because I remember
that
I was like, ooh, I'm gonna get this little boy. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but this was before I became Divine Queen.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna get this little boy messing with my baby.
I was like, what you wanna do?
And I had all these ideas lined up of how I was gonna get this kid.
Okay.
And when I spoke to his mother, I ended up feeling bad for him because it was like, he didn't have his dad in the home. His mother was a drunk. You know, I understood why he was the way he was. And I just felt like that was sad.
He never messed with my daughter again, though.
He never did. I think he ended up trying to be friends with her after that or something like that. And she was like, nah.
Once you cross the slur line, it's for life.
It's a wrap. And you know, brings up, we only have a few minutes, but that brings up some more issues. You know, there's bullying of, you know, kids, there's hazing in colleges. I remember when we were in high school, in order to be a part of certain cliques, you had to do things, or to be a part of football teams or, you know, basketball teams.
I went through that.
You had to do certain things to be part of the crew. And
I remember I was going players for, well, I played for, it sounds funny now, Alpha High Box. And I'm eating onions, I'm degrading myself at school, girls laughing, but I was like, okay, once I cross, I'm going to be one of the cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I memorized everything, and then they come to the last day, we had to get 25 swats, and I mean, you talk about some big football player swat, you're not some skinny, puny dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen the first dude take 4 swats, and he had like 21 more to go. He crying, holding his back, and they still swatting him, and he made it. I was like 4th in line. After the 3rd dude did it, they over there crying, holding their butts. I said, you know what, guys? If I can't be y'all friend without getting these swats, I don't want to be down. They was going to try to swat me anyway. I said, man, y'all ain't touching me with this paddle, bro. I'm out. They were like, you gonna break the line? All these weeks, I said, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And they bullied me. Like, every time I was around, they would give me meme up, nudge me a little bit. But, you know, I was a one-man gang. I couldn't beat them, but I wasn't gonna let them punk me.
Right.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. It's bullying is real. Bullying has always been around, but kids are just real soft these days.
Mm-hmm.
They're real soft.
You know, and then you have your racial bullying.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, that's just a whole other subject. And you have your bullying. You know,
nerds bully people. It's dumb. You know the Pythagorean theorem?
You know what?
What's the hypotenuse?
Nerds had to do that. And, you know, that's nerds something I kind of respect about nerds, because they were like, you know what? We're going to flip the switch. Y'all not going to keep messing with me. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to form our own bully.
But they can only bully in class.
They can only bully intellectually.
Yeah, in class. That intellectual stuff, you get your lips swollen on the block.
The.
Bam. That's how I got my first swat. I was, this one dude, I'm not going to say his name because we're cool. He was having problems reading, and we were in 3rd grade. And the lady, Miss Wheeler, went on a skiing trip with my mama. So I'm thinking, we cool.
Mm.
She skied with my mama. They cool. And he was like, the God. She's like, Chris, outside. I'm like, Miss Wheeler about to swat me? She showed up and called my mama. I was like, you going to swat me and call my mama? Dang. I thought it was over. Can't get the man. You need to read more, bro. I was helping him out.
Silly. He's so sorry. Wow. So, I mean, I guess I knew that we weren't going to have, like,
answers,
a solution,
no solution.
Like that, because, you know, if that was the case, then, you know, something would have been produced
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was something that needed to be discussed.
I'm telling you, if you flog a parrot, that's the solution.
Yeah.
Caning them, flogging them, put them in that little hole with the hands in the hole, let them throw tomatoes at the parrot. That works. You know.
Gotta say, if like you said, if Devin was doing something in school and they said, look, Mrs. Queen,
you're gonna
get caned because your daughter can't act right, she's getting her butt beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not getting caned for your mistake,
I'm not
for your
by
foolishness.
No Shotokan master. Remember that happened over there in China? They started spray painting cars. And they got caned the 100 lashes by a Shotokan master in front of the whole town.
But you know what? That brings up another thing. Because we talked about how bullies come from broken homes, or they come from homes where they're being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have these kids that come from homes where they don't hold themselves, the parents, not just the kids, don't hold themselves to any accountability. They feel like they have a right to do whatever they want and say whatever they want.
Why are you bougie these days too?
Oh yeah.
Bougie.
You know, you have some people that feel entitled, like, you know, well, why can't I do something like that? Or why can't I say that?
It's not my fault they're a loser.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that their parents didn't amount to anything, so they don't have any clothes or, you know, or whatever.
You know, that's one thing about growing up where I grew up. I have a strong sense of humanity because I've seen both ends of the spectrum. People who are financially at their worst and people acting their worst.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen so much negativity in my life. That's why I don't have any time for it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always say winning. I'm always happy because I've seen too much suffering in my life and I don't want to see any more of that. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I can out-suffer anyone, mm-hmm. but I choose not to talk about it. This is a show where I gave an inkling, but some of the stuff I can't even say because it's too heart-wrenching, some of the bully I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, the eye getting shot out is bad, but I've seen worse.
That is bad.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's awful. Somebody pulling a gun to someone's eye, mm-hmm. and they don't think you're about to bang it, and they cock that trigger, pow! Your eye is gone.
You know, and then, like, some of the extremes that people will go through to feel accepted, to feel like they're a part of something. And, you know, we talked about the hazing aspect of it where people can go through being tormented or tortured, ridiculed or whatever, so that they can be a part of a clique. But then what about the people who are also doing the act? They are doing this act because it was done to them and they feel like that's their rite of passage or that's, you know, how you do it. But it's got to be something within you to follow a group when you feel that there's... I've seen people who were a part of a bullying group and it's usually always one person that just kind of doesn't do as much or kind of stands off and don't really participate or anything like that, but they still hang with that crew because they want to feel like they're a part of that crew. They want to feel some kind of acceptance or love or
you know, I was that guy. You know, I didn't have a demonic soul, but I grew up around people who had some demonic souls.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you're young, when you're kids, you're playing... You know, you dishy ice cream, dishy out. You know what I mean?
You went back on that one.
Yeah, you dirty dish rag, you. You know what I mean? And then you...
I'm sorry, I have not heard that.
I'm just thinking back when I was little.
Dishy ice cream.
And then you grow up. And you see, you still have love for that demonic soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be around them because you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have your father around.
Mm-hmm.
You each other's father. So even though they're doing bad, you're like, man, they just tripping.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time when you got to disassociate yourself from those crazy folks. And I had to learn to do that myself. A lot of brothers I left behind, I love. I see them in the street, I show them love, but I'll never kick it with them.
Because
I know the energy, the karmic energy that's around them, but I don't want to have any cores or any ties to that type of energy.
Exactly.
But, you know, we know that there's different souls. There's angelic, fairy, demonic, God, different type of souls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't see a fairy soul bullying someone.
Mm-hmm.
We know fairy soul people. They wouldn't bully anyone. So, dishy ice cream, dishy out. You remember that?
Yes,
man, I used to go like 8 or 9 different.
It used to be a whole bunch of.
Put your toe in, bro. I've never seen kids do that no more.
They don't do that. They got gadgets to do that.
Yeah. Man.
Picking number 1 through 9, my number generator.
Right. My number generator will do it. There's a variance of all the numbers. We can go ahead and simulate. Like, man, come count.
You know what? Kids don't even play those kind of games.
Freeze tag? I would love to see kids play freeze tag.
You don't see kids outside.
Come on, man. Come give me a phone, cuz. Come on. Can you imagine a kid with ADD trying to play freeze tag? I am froze myself. ADD alert. Let me chill. I'm just playing.
You sound like a boy.
I am. Well, I don't believe in ADD. I don't believe in that. That's a term for...
That's another show.
Yeah, it's another show.
Well, we have gone over what we normally do. So, do you have anything else you want to add?
Like I said, man, if your child is being bullied, teach your child to stand up for themselves. Even if they can't fight, sometimes your higher self will do the fighting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can act like you're about to bite someone's throat out, and you know you don't even have any teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about standing up for yourself and loving yourself enough to at least, you may get beat, but a bully likes soft targets. And if you're a soft target, you're going to continue to be the soft target. A bully doesn't want to work for their pleasure. They want to come easy.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be like a wrapper on a bubble gum. They don't put locks and knots around the wrapper. It's easy to get out.
So do you think that all kids should learn some kind of self-defense?
All kids need to learn either self-defense physically or chess for mental self-defense. You need to, I have both.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to see things from an overview. You need to either have a strategic mind,
mm-hmm.
or a physical, or be a physical threat.
Or both.
Or both. That's what I am. And you need to mask it. You don't want to go, yeah, who's ready for it? No. I go around
right.
making people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But if something pops off and you're with me, sit back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hmm. And, okay, but we still haven't really resolved. What about the kids who can't fight back?
The kids who can't fight back, their parents are going to have to hold that burden. The parents are going to have to be very persistent, going to the school, going
mm-hmm.
to the superintendent, going to the media, like we did.
We did that.
Well, my daughter, we was up at the schools. We talked to the superintendent. We talked to the newspapers. I was always present when anything crazy went down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was at school acting crazy. I had a right to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those guys that, okay, yeah, peace, love, and light. I don't get like that when I get angry.
Mm-hmm.
When I get angry, it's not nice.
Yeah, we had a situation where it was some race issues going on at our daughter's school, and the staff wasn't taking it seriously. So when the staff wasn't responding to me or not wanting to meet, they didn't want to meet with me at first. They kept putting me off and, you know, rescheduling and canceling. But when I went above the school, when I went to the superintendent, when I went to the media, when I went to, you know, Urban League.
Let's get her in here.
Then it was like, Kim, when's a good time to meet?
Mm-hmm.
When can we have you there?
Christmas Day. How
for
about
some
that?
Cookies and tea.
Christmas Day. Thanksgiving. We'll make a talk on you now.
But yeah, I agree. I think that the parents need to really, really just stick to it. They have to be consistent. They have to, you know, let the parents of the bully and the school and everyone involved know that they're not going to lay down and accept this.
Mm-hmm. I remember my little sister was getting bullied. And my mama told me, she's like, if they bully her again, you're going to have to handle that. I lost a good friend. Because
mm-hmm.
I was going to kick. I said, you know what? He's too young for me to beat. You his older brother. I'm telling you. He didn't do nothing, so I handled my business.
Mm-hmm.
He got his older cousin to come down and handle me. I was scared. But I went nose to nose with his other cousin. I was like, what? But his older cousin was like, man, he got heart. He said, we're going to let this die right here, all right? And he knew he probably could have dusted me. I was like 14. He was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to let him know, hey, I ain't scared. I ain't no punk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was scared, though. Ooh, I was scared. I walked up to him with my nose on his nose. I was like, yeah, I'm the one. What? He was like, man, listen. I'm just glad he had sense because it would have escalated and I probably would have gotten a knife.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have.
Right.
Because I was violent back then. When I was there. I carried a weapon to school once, you know, because I was done being jumped.
And, you know, the next thing that I feel like we need to touch on is with the social media. When you see something going on, especially adults, when you see something going on and you see no one's doing anything, no one's helping, and everyone has their camera out.
Do something.
Do something.
Do something.
Shut it down.
Yeah. You ain't gotta be in there fighting, just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do something.
We saw this video on Facebook, and it was two boys that were getting ready to fight. And all of their friends were, like, egging them on, mm-hmm. and everyone had their phone out. And this dude was, like, a block down the street.
Came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere and broke it up.
Talk about, y'all gonna be brothers out here. The world against us. Why y'all fighting over what?
Mm-hmm.
Man, hug it out. Y'all over here watching this videotaping.
Y'all
what type of friends
y'all
are
ain't
y'all?
No friends.
Yeah, he went in on
it. Made everybody feel bad.
Made everybody feel bad, but they hugged it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just think that we as a people, as a race, we just got to do better.
We got to do better. We got to evolve.
We have to evolve.
And all the stuff that I've done to people that's bullied me, I forgive them and I forgive myself for doing it.
Because
I understood I wasn't in the right mindset back then. I was a product of my environment. And my environment was harsh. And my reactions to things were harsh.
And you know, that brings up something else, because majority of the people that you see as an adult who were the bullies or whatever, most of them feel bad about how they act, because they realize now that
some people feel bad, some people don't even remember.
Some people don't remember. Some people felt like, you know, it was just normal behavior.
Because when you do something once to someone, you did it to them and you washed it away. But they living
but
with that every day.
Kept it.
I used to verbally bully people through capping, because I was a great capper.
Yeah.
And I would make people feel bad. But
shame on you.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad about it now?
No.
Why?
I'm indifferent to it. Because it was something that I had to do to learn.
Hmm.
You know, I learned. You don't judge a kindergartner for coloring outside the lines when they're in the 12th grade. You know what I mean?
You always use that analogy. You need to come up with something new.
You don't always brush your teeth with a bent-up toothbrush. Some people we know do.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
All right. Well, I think we've talked enough. We talked about the cause of bullying, how it affects our children, the roles that the parents and the school play, social media and the public, and
psychological effects of bullying.
Psychological effects.
Came in the parents.
We came up with some solutions to stop the behavior. But, you know, that's all we can do is offer, you know, our advice and opinions on the matter. And I think it's up to the adults to be a positive role model for your kids and show their kids that this is not acceptable.
You know, this is for the people either listening now that's been bullied, or people in the future that have been bullied. If you have been bullied and you still harboring those effects of being bullied, I want you to go in the mirror, go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, cut the lights down low, look at yourself in the eyes, take a couple deep breaths, and through your eyes, see yourself as a young child being bullied. Create a new outcome. Create an outcome where you weren't bullied. Create an outcome where you were, and you and the person that was bullying you became friends. Create new memories. That's the only way to get over the old harsh memories. We have the power to reconstruct our own brain by creating false memories that we can believe is true. So if you were bullied, whatever instance, whatever happened, I blocked out a lot of bullying in my mind because I've done that. So I want you guys to do that, Jewel. Even if you bully people, don't keep feeling bad. Go and forgive yourself and create new memories where you didn't bully people. I want you to try that, family. And then hit my PayPal.
Well, we're going to bring this show to a close. Do you know what you want to talk about next week?
Next week, we may have a guest on talking about cryptocurrency.
Ooh.
Something that I love, something that I'm breaking in the deal on. So may have someone to talk about cryptocurrency next week. So if you don't have a Coinbase account, if you're not investing in cryptocurrency, I don't know what to tell you.
Get you some.
Get you some. You don't want to miss out on that boat.
Yeah.
financial freedom is right at the picking, and it's up to you to start picking some. Doesn't cost you any. Your money is sitting in your checking account, not growing. Put it somewhere where it's going to make you money. Simple as that, family. Millions of, my fault, trillions of dollars are being flooded through the system right now. Get some of that. You put $20 in. You put $20 in your checking, and it'll be $20. It may be $19.50 when you get it. You put $20 in your Coinbase. When you look 3 days later, it'll be $22. You're like, whoa, I made $2? Yes.
All right. So let's save that for next week.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to bring this show to a close. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Twin Flame Radio, live in full effect. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm the ex-bully. Nah, I'm Chris and Lightning, family. Peace and love.
Peace and love, family.